represent a coach. And again, I'll go back real quickly. When I first got saved, I got saved, you know, football and scholarship, and all that. That's how I knew life, sports. And when Jesus came into my life, I kind of saw him, and he kind of related to me and kind of talked to me like a coach. It was Coach Jesus. And he used to break things down to me. And I saw him like my coach. And that's how I heard him talking to me. And I saw him as a winner. He was on God's team, and he won. And he came back, and he became my coach, or a coach for us. And he's going to teach us how to win, because he already did it, and he wants us to learn. And he knows how. And so I saw him as my coach. And the first scripture, Mark 12:30, talks about, and he began to coach me through it. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And so he began to take me through the process. And so I've been going over the past few talks about how he took me through and what he began to show me. And first, like with the heart, okay? The heart, not this heart, but where your treasure is. Your treasure, where your heart is, your treasure will be also. Your wallet, your purse, your money. And he began to thought, hey, man, it's not your money. It's my money. And I tell you what to do with it. I trip out on teenagers because they are tripping. They'll come around and say, this is my house. This is my car. This is my money. No, you ain't got no money. You ain't got no job. You ain't got no house. It's not yours. It belongs to the daddy. And we forget sometimes. You know, this is my money. No, it ain't your money. It's his money. Love him with all your heart, with all your soul, your feelings, your emotions. God's going to get you to a place where you begin to praise God when it's good, that's easy, but also when it's bad. In everything, give thanks. They praised Jesus in the upper room. Remember when the Holy Spirit fell down and everybody, and God came in and all this, and they were just praising him and things were good. They also praised him, do you remember, if you read in the Bible in Acts, in prison? They're in prison. Stinking, smelly, bad, nasty prison, and they still praise God. God will show you how to praise him, whether it's good or whether it's bad. You're going to learn how to love him with all your feelings. Doesn't matter. If I'm going through, I still, God, I give you praise. I'm catching hell, but I'm going to thank you. Love me with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, your thoughts. Bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. This is a kingdom. He's a king. He's not a president. All right? I don't get to say, you know what, God? I want to think this way. I don't like certain people, and so I ain't going to treat them right because I don't like them. Well, I can't think like them. I don't have the right. When you become a Christian, you don't have the right. You don't have the authority. You don't have no rights. It's a kingdom. He's a king. He tells you how to think. You don't get to think the way you want to think. Now, when you're in a democratic society, you got a president, you can say, well, I don't like you. You can't do that to Jesus. Jesus, I don't like you. Shut up. You don't get to tell Jesus what to do. He controls your thoughts. And I don't know if you, and again, like I said before, your thoughts are the strings that control your body. Whatever you think, you'll do. So if I think a certain way, it'll control my body. God wants you to have the mind of Christ. He wants you to think with his thoughts, and that will control your body. Last thing. Love me with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. Your strength. your strength.
And again, you know, I like to use illustrations and stuff. Your strength.
2 Corinthians 12, verse 10. Paul talks about, and I'm going to give you the Van Arrington version, but he talks about the persecutions, the trials, the tests. I welcome them all. Because when I'm weak, I'm strong. I used to, this is a small little church. And I used to say, God, if you bring anybody, I really don't want them to, I really don't want you to come. Man, why you don't want people to come? Well, because I know they're going to catch it. If you come here, you're going to catch it. Let me explain. Let me back up and then I'll go back to that. Because my prayer for you constantly is that you'll be strong. That you'll be strong. But for you to be strong, you got to catch it. Let me back up and explain. When I went to college and played football, in high school, we, you know, back in my day, we didn't really lift weights. I mean, I did a lot of push-ups and stuff, but I didn't really lift weights. And so, and it just, the school I went to and stuff, we really didn't have it. We probably had a weight room, but coach didn't make us, it didn't force us, it didn't push us to lift weights. So when I went to college, I could lift my own weight. I was 175 back then. Shut up. I was 175. And I could lift 175. So when they max you, did your max, did 175. That's what I could do. I could do me. I was strong enough for me. But they were like, no way. Now, I'm not good at names. Jackie has to be my, you know, people come up to me and say, hey, Van. I say, hey, how you doing? Then I say, Jackie, who is it? All right? And so I'm just not good at names. I might, you know, God, I might forget your name. You know, I'm not good at names. But this name I have never forgot. His name was Coach Dawson. He was the weight coach. He was the strength coach for Clemson at the time. Can't forget his name. Let me tell you why. Because he said, Van, we're going to make you strong. Now, before I left there, I could bench 300. I mean, that's not impressive to a lot of people. That's impressive to me. Because I can only do 175. Oh, but let me tell you what he put me through. I can't begin to tell you. That man hurt me. We would be in there and we would be lifting. And he would have you going and you wouldn't come out. All you would hear, if you walked in the room, you hear, ah, ah, ah. That's all you heard. Ah. And I was one of them. Ah. And he would just have you going. He would have you lifting. And he would have you going at it. Graham, you'd be my counter. You'd be my counter, Graham.
Yes, sir.
You'll count. Every time I do this, you count. Okay. All right? And he would, and these are just 15 pounds. It's 15-pound weight. Everybody has weight in their life. Everybody got stuff to carry. It's something you can handle. It's something you can carry. But everybody's got weight. Some got more than others. Some got less than others. But the weight you have is what God has given you. He knows you can handle it. God loves you. Jesus loves you. But he's going to make you stronger. He's going to get you stronger. You probably come in, you can probably lift your weight. But he's going to get you stronger. Start counting down. He's going to get you stronger. And I'm doing it like this so that you can see. I'm doing it like this, you can see. Can you still count the ground?
Mm-hmm.
Can you keep up? And what will happen that coach used to keep us, get us in there, and he would have us lift till failure. I'm doing this on purpose because I want you to see failure. He would have you lift till failure because you can't do no more. Oh, I'm doing good now. I'm on the rope. Ain't no problem. I got it. And he would press you. And he would press me. Sometimes I would try to fake and start screaming early. You know, I'd go, that ain't working, boy. And he would get in there. And if you did start screaming early, he would get right over you and he'd say, come on, I'll help. I'll help. He said, I'll help you. But we're going to get this. I hope you still count, man. Mm-hmm. And he would press you. He would say, come on. And he would, and I would do, and give me some more. I got it. How many get?
155.
Here's what he would say. You did 155. Not bad. I want 300. You're like, what? We got to get to 300. You did good. You did good. But that ain't enough. That's all the strength I got. I know. I know that's all that you got. That ain't enough to win. So we gotta keep going. So he would push you. I got to the point. I would hate to see the man. You know what I mean? And cause you're like, and cause he said, we gotta get 300. And you know what he's going to say when you get to 300. You already know what he's going to say. I mean, you kind of like, as soon as I get to 300, I know he's going to push it up. You got to do 6. He's going to push it up some more. You're hurt. I'm hurting right now. I'm hurting. I mean, if you don't understand weights, it breaks down your muscle. And then after a while, you get some rest and it heals up. And then you do it again. And it's going to make you strong. And it's all designed to make you strong. The weight that you got, the pressure that you got in your life, is all designed for that. And so God's going to push you. And he's going to push you. And he's going to push you. And all the pain, and all the pressure, and all the problems, he's going to give it to you. And you're going to use all the strength you got to handle all the pain, and all the problems, and all the pressure you got. And then God's going to say, all right, let's do it again. And let's do it again. That's why I used to kind of say, I don't want people. Because I know what God's going to put you through. He's going to put you through some pain. He's going to put you through some pressure. He's going to put you through some problems. I mean, I used to think, man, God ain't going to do that. This coach gonna do that. With all of your strength. He's gonna use every bit of strength you got. Push you to it. Then he say, all right, let's take it to another notch. We gotta get to this level. And I used to say, God, I'm going through enough. And he said, I know. I'm gonna take it a little bit further. I'm gonna use all the strength you got. And then we're going to start all over again because I'm going to get you to another. And I didn't understand what Paul was talking about. When I'm weak, like I'm weak now, then I can be strong. Then he's going to keep taking me. I wrote it down, some of the stuff he's going to take me through. He's taking me through. Here's what he's going to take you through. I already said pain, pressure, you're going to have to lift it. Problems, you're going to have to lift it. He's going to push you. 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 You're going to yell. You're going to holler. It ain't going to be a fake yell.
It ain't gonna be a fake holler.
Now you might do that, but he'll see all through that, and he gonna push you. Sorrow, suffering, sacrifice, tests, trials, temptations, hate, hurt, harm, anger, attitude, aggression, death, destruction, disaster. He gonna put us through. I'm sorry. He wants all our strength. That's why now when I pray for you, I say, Lord, make him strong. Make him strong. I wish I could tell you, you ain't gonna go through nothing. I wish I had it. You know, I don't want my kids to go through nothing. I don't want my wife to go through nothing. But if we're gonna love him with all our strength, it's gonna hurt. I can't tell you. I wish I could tell you something different. You're gonna pay a price for it. But I do know. I do know this. It was such a joy when I got down there and I was able to bench 300. I was able to do it. I was able to win. You're able to defeat the devil. And I used to say, God, why are you pushing me so hard? Because the devil is pushing so hard. Man, the devil wants to kill you. Dave, the devil wants to kill you. He don't want you to live. He wants you to die. He wants you to die. He doesn't want you to make it. Donald doesn't want you to make it. He wants to take everything from you. But if you believe with all your faith, with all your strength, you hold on to him with all your strength, he can't take anything from you. Who wins? It's price to pay, but Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. Thank you. Teach us, Father. Show us. Show us how to be strong in you, Father. Thank you. Thank you that you love us and you care for us and you want us to be winners. Bless each person here today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, y'all be blessed. Love you guys.